A dentist from Barrow is in Washington, D.C. this evening to be recognized by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Dr. Amanda Gaynor Ashley will receive a Community Health Leaders Award tonight. She's being honored for her work that has helped improve oral health on the North Slope and for working with Illisogvic College to develop a program to train dental assistants. Dr. Gaynor Ashley says when she first came to Barrow in 1999, the community sometimes had a dentist working full-time, but also experienced periods where no dentists were available.
And so when I got there in 1999, I found a great disparity in the dental services that were available. And for many people, you know, they accessed the dental clinic only on an emergency basis.
The clinic was at one time dubbed the extraction clinic before you arrived. Why was that?
Yes, our clinic had come to be known as the extraction clinic, I think, because many people, by the time they were able to get access to the dental care, whether it was in Barrow or in our villages, the tooth decay had progressed to the point where there really was no other choice. And for me, an especially difficult part of that was when that happened in children, you know, and having to take out permanent teeth due to tooth decay in children was a very, very difficult thing when I first got up to Barrow.
And so what have you done to turn that around?
Well, we have partnered with the local community, the school districts. Our board of directors at the hospital has been extremely supportive, as well as the administration in Barrow. And we've brought a lot of focus onto outreach programs, prevention programs. So, for instance, we go to the elementary school and the middle school once a week to do a fluoride rinse program. We have fluoride now in the water in Barrow. We have kids' clinics, which provide after-school appointments so that parents can more easily access dental care for their children without having to take the children out of school.
And what's been the response of the children involved? Do they regard you with fear, or did they initially, and how is that different now?
I think a big change came about when we had a dental assistant training program, and that was a program we started about 6 years ago. And since the dental assistant training program provides training for local residents to become healthcare, dental healthcare professionals, that completely changed the way we were viewed in the community. So we went from being a place where, you know, there weren't a lot of familiar faces for the children to being a place where now the kids come in and they see their aunties, their cousins, their relatives, and also people that have been in the community for quite a while. That has had a tremendous impact in reducing the fear in children as they access dental care.
There is a program that I'm sure you're familiar with, that there's a training program that has come under fire from the American Dental Association in Alaska to train folks to go into rural communities and provide dental care. What are your thoughts about that program?
I am very supportive of the dental health aid training program, the therapist level, and all of the other levels. I think that it's an amazingly innovative program to connect people with access to dental care in areas where there otherwise would be no dental care provided. So I'm entirely in support of the program.
And what are you seeing in the years that you've been there? You've been there 10 years now. What are you seeing as far as attitudes from the kids that are involved? We hear a lot about the problems that kids have in rural communities with access to dental care, and also problems with soda pop and candy. What are you seeing about their attitudes and their awareness and thoughts on dental hygiene now?
I've seen a tremendous difference in the past 10 years. You know, it's gone from when I first got to Barrow, the attitude that I felt like the majority of people had was just that tooth loss was an inevitable consequence of living in rural Alaska. And now I see child after child who comes in for our 3-month checkup visits, and they're cavity free. You know, and they know how to properly brush their teeth. They put a high value on maintaining good oral hygiene, and they're also turning around to help their younger siblings and younger members of their family, you know, start off on the right foot and really access dental care early on.
Dr. Amanda Gaynor Ashley is a dentist in Barrow.